Hey guys, we're back here at Barntown Brewing, and it's been fun. I'm hanging out with Pete. Pete, the Cyclone fans on Cyclone Fanatic are pretty jacked up about this. I bet there's been 5 to 10 times as much response to this beer collaboration with Barntown than I thought we would have a good response, but it's been crazy. People are pumped up about
awesome.
This.
It's been awesome. We're excited. We're glad that people are kind of chiming in and giving some opinions. Some of them been pretty creative, and some of them been pretty spot on too. So
I think, I mean, at this point, we've kind of got it into a ballpark, I think. And there's been hundreds of people who have been chiming in on this. And at this point, I feel like we throw it to the beer experts. And to be honest with you, this didn't go too far from what you and I discussed a couple of weeks ago. Well, first of all, I want you to clarify, too. There's some people who are immediately turned off when they hear the letters IPA. And I've been sitting here sipping on some Barntown IPAs, and this is totally different than, like, the IPAs that originally came out 10 years ago, correct?
For
Can you
sure.
explain that to people?
Absolutely. So I believe that what we do are more of the New England style IPAs. We like to do the more juicier IPAs that lend itself a little bit more to tasting like juice. That being said, it means that there is not a bitterness to it. There's not that tingent feeling on your tongue at the end after you've swallowed the beer. So we kind of like that bitterness completely fall off to make, in my opinion, more enjoyable. So very citrusy, clean middle, and then very clean finish of the drink. So
based off of what we've discussed, where the Fanatics kind of ended up, and they've kind of ended up with the light, juicy IPA type deal that you're talking about.
Right.
That's good for tailgating and, you know, hot weather. It's good for the lots, etc. What do you recommend we do here?
I think to be honest, very quickly, is they're spot on. I think it's exactly what people want to drink. I think that's what people are drinking a lot of now, and I think that's what they'll continue to drink into the fall. It's a nice tailgating beer. It's fruity enough, and it's got a nice flavor, and it's not boring, dull, and yellow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So at this point, what happens from here with this beer? We got to get a name for it eventually, I know. But when do you turn it over to your beer experts? When do you guys roll up your sleeves?
We will probably start brewing. I would say probably August, first week of August, maybe the 1st of August, and then we'll have everything ready to roll by the party.
That is going to be on August 18th, guys. We'll tap this thing, and I got an order in. We'll be giving away season tickets for Iowa State football, which for really, I think the first time since we've been doing this, they're kind of hard to get. And then we're getting individual tickets for all the games. We're going to have a ton of prizes from a bunch of other Cyclone Fanatic sponsors. That will be on the 18th. I'll get you guys complete details. But do we... we're good with, like, tapping the beer that day and kind of have a kickoff celebration.
Yeah, so we'll tap the beer that day. I think we're still TBD on time on the start, but we're only going to package it. We're not going to package it, I mean. We're only going to package it in kegs. So you're only going to be able to get it here at Barntown. So come early and drink it often, and it'll be a good time that day.
Yeah, it sure is. And I'm working on getting some special guests lined up to come and hang out at the party too. Luckily, I know a few former Cyclones and stuff.
Yeah,
and I think
rumor
that they're going to
know a few people.
Yeah, so hopefully, I don't want to set expectations too high. But yeah, it's been fun, man, and I hope that we're. I don't know how much you read through it, but we have quite the beer community on Cyclone Fanatic, and I thought it was good, but man, like, there were guys who were dropping all sorts of beer knowledge on there.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate the fact that the culture is continuously changing, and people are heading more toward craft beer, so that's a good thing for everyone.
All right, guys, so stay in tune for details on this, and we'll keep bringing them to you here over the next month. Pete, have a great weekend, man.
You too. Cheers. Thanks.